Hello.
Good evening. My name is Natalia, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions.
Okay.
Okay. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for the President, the U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
Oh, I'm going to vote.
Okay, will you say very likely or definitely going to vote?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, unaffiliated, no registered in a party, some other political party?
I'm registered as an independent.
Okay, thank you so much. One second. We have the option for some other political party and no party affiliation, unaffiliated, not registered in a party. Which one do you think is the best for you? Thank you. What is your main racial background? Asian, Asian American, Hispanic, White Caucasian, African American, or Black?
Biracial.
Okay. What is your age? Sorry?
50.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I like it in Florida.
Okay.
I mean, it's not bad. I mean, they didn't shut the state down.
Okay, so would you say that they are going in the right direction or in the wrong track?
Right direction.
Okay, thank you so much. From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? The economy and jobs, climate and the environment, K-12 education.
Climate change is a joke. They need to work on the economy and jobs.
Okay. Just for quality insurance purposes, I am going to read all the list. We also have taxes, local road and development, abortion, illegal immigration, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, access and cost of healthcare, housing and property insurance costs, crime and public safety, K-12 education, climate and the environment, the economy and jobs. Which one would you say is the one that you need the legislature to focus on the most to help you and your family?
The economy and jobs. I mean, state legislature, they can't really do a whole lot about illegal immigration.
Okay, thank you so much. In the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
I don't really like Kamala Harris. I don't think she's all that bright.
Okay, we have...
I mean...
Sorry, go ahead.
Right now I'm working on a trading bot. And it's insane. You know, what it's going to do is going to revolutionize everything, at least for me. But
okay. I understand. We have the options that says probably vote for the Democratic candidate or probably vote for the Republican candidate, We also have the option lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
More than likely, I'm a vote Republican.
Okay, will you say that's a probably, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
I approve. Yeah, I like it.
Okay, will you say somewhat or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. First, we have Sienna Osta. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Never heard of.
We also have Mike Caruso. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Never heard of.
And we also have Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Oh, I don't want to put that out yet. I'll give her enough to hang herself.
Okay, that's right. That's great. Thank you. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Well, I think Donald Trump did a much better job than Joe Biden. So I'm leaning more towards her, him, unless she can really pull a rap at, which she may not be able to.
Thank you. If the election for the Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, or Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate?
Frankly, I've never heard of them. So I'll have to do some research on that. Because I just, I got a sample ballot. I don't know if it's for the primary or what or what or what. But I got a sample ballot. And I'll go through that. I mean, how hard is it to, click and paste,
Okay.
I can find out all I need to know in 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
I haven't done it yet.
Which candidate are you leaning towards? Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, or Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
I haven't heard any one of them.
Okay, thank you. You will now be asked just a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, someone else?
DT.
Thank you. When you vote for candidate for political office, will you say that you always vote Democrat? Usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans. Usually vote Republican, always vote Republican.
Well, I've voted for Democrats in the past, but they all seem to have lost their minds.
Okay, we have the option.
Some of the stuff they're doing, I understand abortion. I also understand if a girl is having problems and is even thinking about it, there's something wrong.
What
I mean.
Thank you. We also have the option that says vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans. And we also have usually vote Republican, always vote Republican, usually vote Democrat, always vote Democrat. Which one do you think is the best, is the best for you to describe you?
Probably usually Republican.
Thank you so much. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
More moderate.
Thank you so much. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Postgraduate degree, college graduate 4-year degree, college graduate 2-year degree, some college, trade school, high school graduate, less than high school diploma.
4-year college.
Thank you so much. What is your religion? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, Islamic, agnostic, atheist, non-believer, or another one?
Well, my dad was Jewish. My mom wasn't, so that kind of doesn't make me Jewish.
Okay.
My mom was raised in a Christian church, and that's kind of...
Okay. Which one do you think represents you the best?
Probably Christian.
Okay. Once again. Thank you so much. Okay, that was the last question. Thank you so much for your time. Have a nice day.
Thank you.